Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome back to Robbie's World. I know I've been gone for quite some time, but I just stumbled upon this tweet on Twitter, and I just want to talk about it. We will get into, you know, the trailer of the new season and all that good stuff later on in life, but you know me, I'm an anomaly. I am just so extraordinary and just not conventional. I don't do anything by society's means, or social standards. I'm just me, you know, and I'm comfortable with that, and I've come to terms with that. But getting back onto the tweet, it was, let me see, just to be specific, it was just like, the people who don't check their significant other's phones, is it because you believe in privacy of your significant other? First and foremost, with me, you have no privacy. When you go to the bathroom, I want to be there. When you go to the shower, I want to be there. If you are, you know, just down the street, I want to go there. If you're walking the dog, I want to go. Sometimes, you know, I do, you know, enjoy my me time, so I am a bit exaggerating. But with that being said, I just find it really weird that question's even asked. And I know it's just like everybody's different, but like in my little bubble, my little world, no, absolutely not. I don't believe in privacy, because you get none with me. I want to be up your ass. I want to be licking the crevice in your toes. Like, I'm just that clingy. And that's just me, honestly. But it's not even because of the privacy things. It's because I genuinely want to be with you, because I don't feel the need to do those things. I date people who I feel as though I trust. I'm never going to be with somebody that I have to waste energy to check my own phone, number one, because let me tell you, even my best friends don't get a reply immediately. So that's just a lot. It's just a lot of energy. I'm not going to date you if you have to do all that. So I replied in specific, just, you know, just to give you guys the rundown. Hold on, give me a second here, because, you know, I can multitask. It says, for people that don't check their phones, is it because you believe in privacy in a relationship? And just to give this person credit, it is Kiki, K-E-K-E-Y-A-T-A-N-A. And right now her little thing is Soup Soup. Or what is it? The name? The user? Not even the username. It's like the, I guess, what is it called? Like the title name? I don't know. But I gave you her at is the Kiki. But anyway, I replied, no, it's because if I'm with you, I trust you. I'm not going to date someone that I don't trust. I shouldn't want or feel the need to check your phone. It's entirely too much energy. And, you know, obviously I just said that, but like in all actuality, it why would you date someone and you're like, oh, I gotta check their phone, or oh, I need to do this. And then it's like, if you have to do those things, you need to check in with yourself first. That means that you have some insecurities. You've dealt with trauma or things in the past that have harmed you, but you need to heal from that before you get into another relationship. And that's my own personal opinion. It everybody's different. Everybody can. Some people say you heal off experience, so you have to go through things or, you know, try again. But I feel as though, like, once, okay, so just to put it into terms, my personal experience, I was a hot mess before this. And if you know, you know. If you don't, you don't. And I've been single for a very long time. I have dealt with people in between, and I have tried to deal with people. Their names and just them are not worth mentioning. But just take into perspective that I definitely have tried to deal with other people. And I noticed when I was dealing with other people, I had specific insecurities because of my last relationship. Like, within my last, my last relationship that I consider a relationship, I felt as though the person was going to leave me, like, at a random. And just to put a little personal touch on it, that person is completely entitled and was completely right for leaving me because of the trauma and the toxicity, toxicness of that relationship. Like, all claps for that person. But with that being said, I had trauma from it. Like, I PTSD, I guess you could say, but not really PTSD. I just noticed that, like, hey, there's something wrong with me. It's not this person. It's me. Like, this person's not even doing anything. Like, I would check their phone. Every time they would go out, I would get, like, mad. Not mad, but I would get, like, sad, or I would get in my feelings, or I would just feel some type of way that wasn't, you know, happy. And I was just like, okay, this is a me thing. Like, this is not a them thing. Like, they're going out, they're doing their thing, and I had no clue that they were doing anything. Still don't have proof to this day that they were doing anything. But I would accuse them of, you know, specific things or certain things. And it's just like, why is that even necessary? Because they could be out partying with the boys or partying with the girls, or, you know what I mean? And I just noticed that it was a me thing. And I'm not going to get into a relationship where I feel as though I have to baby you, or, you know, be up your ass all the time if it's not, like, a positive thing. So, to put that into different words, I don't want to be in a relationship where I have to be with you all the time, but I'm being with you all the time because of my insecurities, because of my, you know, personal issues or what I've dealt with in the past, or just simply it just being a me thing, just trauma with my parents or something. I want to be with you all the time, up your ass, because you make me happy, or you are the light of my life, and I just don't want to not be around you, type thing. You know what I mean? Because even then, you'll notice with me personally that I gotta get some me time myself, you know? But, like, yeah, this tweet just, like, really baffled me, because it's just like, why doesn't everybody think like that? I mean, granted, probably before, when I was going through these things and doing, or, like, prime example, in that relationship where I felt those insecurities, I probably would have answered it differently. But now that I'm growing and glowing and, you know, feeling myself, I feel like it's just like a common sense thing. Like, you gotta just know. But yeah, this was a little quickie. Ew, that sounds so dirty. But this was like a quick little interlude of, like, my little brain just, like, replying to. Because it's just like, why isn't this common sense? Why isn't this common sense? But yeah. Okay, guys, this is not really a podcast type situation. This is just listen to me rant real quick. And you'll catch a couple of these before you get to the trailer of the new season. But it's just to give you, like, a heads up of, like, what to expect. Obviously, you're going to get a lot of comedy and a lot of me intoxicated or, you know, touching the ceiling moments. But you're going to get, like, the real me, and, you know, me as I'm becoming more in touch with myself and how I feel, and more emotionally intelligent. So if you tuned into this episode, just thank you so freaking much. I love you so much. Like, thank you. Oh, my God. But I'm going to go ahead and head home now, because I had to, like, leave my room, my little household area, just to shoot this, because this was, like, really bothering, like, my mind. If you are interested, I do go on BIGO Live, Bigo. I don't know how to pronounce it all the time, just because I feel like they don't listen to my podcast, but we always have a really good discussion there, and I always have seats. Well, I'm not gonna say that. There's always seats, but I don't know if they're always open, because I do get a full house where we all just, like, discuss it and put our personal opinions in, because I love to hear, different perspectives. It opens my mind a lot more, because I am a free spirit, wild heart, you already know. like to, you know, get different perspectives and like see things from the other side, so that way I can be more understanding of other people's feelings. But make a long fucking story short, this has been Robbie's World, and thank you for tuning in.